and you are tuned in to 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show with Chris Bessler and Susie Prez, and we are here with Marcy Wilson, the executive director of Panhandle Alliance for Education, and we've been talking about a really big fundraiser that they've got going on at Schweitzer this Saturday, Mega Demo Days. But now we're going to switch over and talk about what, Chris?
Well, I tell you what, we've been talking about Panhandle Alliance for Education, but why don't you give us the short story on what PAFE, as we call it, is all about, Marcy?
Yeah. The Panhandle Alliance for Education is really a classic local foundation to support public education in our community. So we do things, we have a board of 25 people, it's a very hardworking board, and we do things in the community to kind of embrace our schools and our teachers. For example, today, this afternoon, we have a gathering just for teachers and educators, really all educators, just to celebrate what they do for the kids and the extra mile they go for their students. In addition, we provide communications to the community about our schools, the value of education. More recently, we've been talking directly to business leaders in our community and just sharing the value to them, what quality schools means. It's very hard to recruit people from other communities to move here if we don't have a good school system. And so we're happy to share the value of our school system with the business leaders, and it is important to them. They have really rallied for us. In addition, we raise private funds for public schools. We distribute that money in a variety of ways. It goes directly into the classroom primarily. We also do curriculum updates, provide professional development for our teachers. And noteworthy is that we started an endowment about 15 years ago, and that endowment is about to hit $4 million, which is just unbelievable.
That's really amazing.
And the goal is $5 million, so we're almost there. Yeah. Great confidence that that will happen. And that mark basically says that this foundation will survive pretty much anything because of the distributions off that endowment. And of course, I think that the next goal will be $10 million. So
yeah, the goal keeps getting bigger as you start achieving some of those some of those successes. But the way endowment works is the money is basically sequestered. You don't touch the capital. And so when people donate to an endowment, it helps fund the organization just from the interest that it accrues on that capital.
Yeah, I think a great analogy is it's like a 401k where you put money aside and you put it aside and you don't spend it. And then all of a sudden, you start taking the distributions, and that contributes to your annual income when you retire.
That was very insightful of PAFE to set up the endowment, because it's really like a promise for the future. It's saying we're working now, but we also understand that this is needed into the future. So congratulations on that. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, an endowment like that is a funding mechanism that colleges use a lot.
Mm-hmm, right.
And big colleges like Harvard has got a $1 billion endowment or something like that, some huge number. But it produces money for the operations without affecting that initial capital investment.
And for folks that want their money to stay solvent and stay working into the future, it's a perfect place for that, in that giving.
Yeah,
exist.
We've had a number of families contribute, set up their own endowment with their distributions going to public education. And that way, when they pass on, their legacy continues. And it just is people feel really good about supporting education.
Mm-hmm. Well, among the many programs that Panhandle Alliance for Education pursues, one of the big ones is early childhood education. And one of the programs that PAFE started, I don't know how many years ago, but it's really kind of a cornerstone, is Ready for Kindergarten. Tell us more about that.
Mm-hmm. Ready for Kindergarten is actually education for parents and caregivers of young children 0 to 5 years old. Parents and caregivers attend workshops. There are 3 workshops a year for every year that your child what the age is. So 0 to 1, 1 to 2. So a total of over 15 unique workshops. And the workshops are taught by trained facilitators. They're actually teachers in our school district for the most part. So they're very good at being in front of people. And they have a curriculum that Ready for Kindergarten provides for us. It's kind of state of the art in terms of learning. It's well understood now that the most learning possible takes place in a child's brain between 0 and 5 years old. And to really take advantage of that opportunity when the kids are just like a sponge soaking everything up that they see is to put toys in front of them and help them play with a purpose. And so every 3 months or so, parents come to a workshop. They get an understanding of what's happening to their child in that kind of age range, and then they get toys, and the workshop facilitator shows them how to play with the toys to teach things like shapes and sizes and sorting and letters and colors. And it seems very basic, and that's exactly what it is, but it starts building, and every year it builds more and more. And we're very proud of one piece of data that we have, and that is that 90% of the kids that enter kindergarten that have had at least their parent attend 2 or more workshops test at or above proficiency. Wow. And the average in both the country and the state is around, it's under 50%, it's in the low 40s. So we know that this program makes a real difference for the parents that can come and attend regularly and take home the message and read to their children 20 minutes a day. That's another goal that Ready sets for them. So it's really a very powerful program. The data proves its worthiness, and we just can't encourage enough to get parents there.
And so a parent has a little baby, and they want to get involved in this. How do they make contact and register? Mm-hmm. And when is the next time they can get involved?
Okay, so there is a workshop next Saturday, March 7th. Registration is open now, readysandpoint.org. You can register online. We're going to shut it down on Monday because we need that week to get all of the appropriate materials ordered, make sure the workshops are ready to go. So today and tomorrow and Friday, highly recommend if you're interested to get involved and do sign up. The classes, the workshops are held at Farman Stidwell Elementary, and they start at, if you're new to the program, we have an orientation that starts at 9:30. Otherwise, the workshops start at 10 a.m. and go until about 11:30 or 12.
So these workshops that will happen, there'll be different age groups and different classrooms you can go into depending on the age of your child.
Right.
And how does reading and talking to your child, is that also a component of these workshops?
Absolutely. The fall workshops are always about letters and sounds, which ultimately becomes reading. The winter workshop, which was in January, is about math and logic. So more about numbers, counting, the ability to sort by color. And then this next workshop, it's the spring workshop, but I don't really consider this spring yet, but it is the spring workshop. It's about social and emotional development. So it's how your child settles in with a group of other children. How long can they concentrate on a task before they become kind of bored with it? So there's all kinds of ways of encouraging your child to play. And the more you play with them, the more they develop and progress and ultimately become ready for kindergarten. There is a list of kind of the things that make a child really enjoy kindergarten more. Just having a little bit of experience behind them, and the kindergarten teachers love this program. They can tell the difference with the kids that have had some ready training at home. And I say training, but it's really just playing. In fact, our kindergarten teachers, when they have a baby, they take ready classes. Mm-hmm. So that's like the seal of approval when you hear that kind of a story.
And right now, registration for the upcoming workshop is on, and it closes on Monday, and that you can go to readysandpoint.org.
Thank you. Yes, thanks. Exactly. Yeah.
And that's so important that the kids not start out behind. This gives a this is the way parents can give their kids a leg up in their academic career, because the kids start out behind, they can stay behind their entire career in school.
Yeah, the goal is to have kids reading by third grade, because after third grade, they really are expected to be able to read to learn. And if you're not reading, it's sad. You just it's hard to, you just keep following behind more and more. Mm-hmm. And because everyone else is still moving forward, and if you're not moving forward with them, it just becomes a problem. And there are many opportunities between kindergarten and third grade to catch up, and the school district does a wonderful job of that. And one of the programs that the school district has for all first graders is the Lucky Puppy program. That's where every kindergartner gets a stuffed puppy, and that puppy becomes their non-judgmental reading partner. They read to their stuffed Labrador puppy. They name the puppy. They get a little birth certificate for the puppy. And then the more books they read, they can start earning collars and leashes and blankets and beds. And they really love their puppies. And just anecdotally, I'll say that there are many stuffed animals in the thrift stores. There is not a single lucky puppy in the thrift store.
They keep them.
They keep those puppies. They love those puppies. The grand finale at the end of the school year is they get to take them home. Mm-hmm. And those kids just cannot wait to share that puppy.
That was genius.
It really is just such a wonderful
make learning
program.
Fun. And I have a feeling that these workshops for parents and the early ready program, it's fun for them too, I'm
it
sure.
It is, yes. The parents, they get to meet each other too. Mm-hmm. And while the kids, for the most part, are not in the workshops, the parents get to know each other. And those are typically the parents that they're going to go through school here with, because they have kids in the same age group. And as the children age, they run into these parents in sports, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice for the parents as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, another signature program of the PAN Alliance for Education is your teacher grants program. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us what that's about?
Well, it is the very first program that the founders actually started. And the idea, the genius behind this was giving the teachers a way of funding something that's really unique. And as a teacher, teachers are so creative, and they spend a lot of their own money doing fun things in their classroom. This gives them an opportunity to do something wonderful that's innovative, creative, and something that they know their kids are going to love. So every year, the Panhandle Alliance for Education provides about $100,000 in community supported funding, all volunteer funding, to provide grants for teachers. They can ask for anything from $50 to up to $10,000 for a school-wide grant. It's well known that there are two major impacts on student learning. One is the home environment, and we hope to tackle that a little bit with the READY program, but the other is the classroom environment. And so when you enrich the classroom environment, it has a big impact on learning and student engagement. And so that's what these grants really do. I can just tell you a couple examples of this year, what's going on in the classrooms. For example, at Sandpoint High School, Nayla Morton has a grant called it's kind of custom designed t-shirts. It's called CTE Student Run Business. So when you think about all the custom t-shirts that there are of need in this community, the students at Sandpoint High now have a business where you can order custom printed t-shirts for your team or a family gathering or any reason that you might want a custom designed t-shirt. And the students are learning how to run a business, they've bought the equipment with the grant money, and they're trying to pay back the grant money so that they see that businesses, while you can take out a loan, eventually you have to pay this back. We recently asked the students to create custom onesies. A onesie is a little cotton t-shirt with snaps for an infant, and we have a little message on it that's something to do with reading. I don't know what, but future reader, I think it says. And so we worked with the students. They came up with the design. We were kind of testing to see how this business was operating. And they showed us a sample. We made a few adjustments. And sure enough, we've got an inventory. I think we've ordered over 100 onesies. And those we give to the hospital when a baby is born. In addition to this free onesie that says, future reader, we provide books and literature on the importance of reading to your baby, and also an invitation to the Ready for Kindergarten programs.
Yeah. Such good work you guys are doing.
It's so fun.
So fun to hear about it.
Yeah, the teachers are so creative with how they want to use these funds, and our community is so proud of what they're doing.
And we maybe squeeze in just a couple minutes on another program. I know that you that PAEF is really looking at STEM and STEAM education.
Yeah, I think we did some strategic planning 2 years ago, and we recognized that when you project out 5 or 10 years, so many of the occupations are going to need really skills in the science, technology, engineering, and math. And so we decided to put an emphasis on programs in that area. And, of course, the school district was already doing this. It was like this was a no-brainer. But what's interesting is there has been no elementary STEM curriculum, new elementary STEM curriculum, since 2006. So more than 10 years old is the science curriculum, which, of course, science and technology is advancing every year, not, 10 years. So the school district is buying new curriculum, and we're kind of augmenting that with some science kits experiments, so the kids get some hands-on use. Hands-on helps kids remember what they're learning and kind of see it visually. And then also professional development for the teachers, so that the teachers have a much better insight in how to deliver the message and the importance of keeping abreast of the curriculum. Right now they're testing a couple different options on curriculum and kits, and then next year we'll be supporting that again when they start doing the purchasing. So that's kind of the major emphasis right now. A lot of the teachers were, their science program was 20 minutes a week, and it involved things that the teachers bought themselves. So this is really big for the school district and important to us.
Kind of opening that door for the students.
Yes, yes. Get them excited early on.
Early.
It's interesting that STEM, somewhere along the line, turned into STEAM. That's
right.
So science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Yeah, arts is so important because it teaches out-of-the-box thinking. It's more a creative process. And when you think about how things come into being, it isn't just 1, 2, 3. It's maybe 1, 5, 7, 9, and then you have this experience and you put that together, and that's how collaboration happens, and it is this organic kind of thinking and planning. And arts education really enforces that side of the brain that encourages creativity. And I think any computer programmer would tell you it's a very creative profession. It doesn't appear to be when you look at code, but having worked in the computer industry for many years, I found the engineers to be extremely creative and very artistic in a lot of ways, and interested in art as well. So it is the left brain and right brain that really make it powerful. Mm. And so we're embracing
there's
that.
A creativity involved in so many disciplines. Even a business major, there's a lot of creativity in running a business even. So encouraging that and helping build that that part of the fully educated person up is certainly important.
Oh, exactly. It's just recognizing that this is important and this is part of it. Mm-hmm. And I think any business person would say, yeah, it's how you buy equipment. It's your vendors, your partnerships, your
solving problems.
Yeah. How do you express the needs and the benefits? Mm-hmm. And so it is really important. So we've embraced that as well.
Fantastic. I think having a balance to your life is also part of it, because if you're just, you don't have it, you're not going to come back to really focusing on this science. And we're going to need great scientists, engineers, technicians in this very right now.
So, exactly.
Good job.
Yeah.
Well, we're about out of time, but we started out talking about Schweitzer Mega Demo Day. And that's this Saturday, February 29th, up at Schweitzer, of course. Opportunity for people to come up and try out all kinds of different skis from a whole bunch of different manufacturers and have a great day on the mountain. And it raises money for the Panhandle Alliance for Education. So this is how you can have fun and say, hey, I'm doing a good thing, too.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Marcy Wilson, for coming in, Executive Director of Panhandle Alliance for Education.